NFL free agency time. It is it's wild, man. There's alerts going on every few seconds. In fact, we were catching up with Zach Stevens yesterday of DNVR Broncos shortly after that. Well, the Broncos announced that they re-signed Shelby Harris. So constant news. It's an exciting time. And yeah, we have Zach. Zach Stevens is back on. Oh my goodness. I think Zach's like just going to live here. I think he's going to take over at some point. He's on the program so much. Zach, my friend, there's a few things to talk about this afternoon.
There certainly is. Brady, let me know what time I should come over to be there, because, man, this was quite the 24 hours, wasn't it?
It really was. And we'll go. We got the most important stuff we'll get to. But right after we got off the phone yesterday, it was announced shortly after that Shelby Harris was going to be re-signing with the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, and I thought it was their first move they made, and I thought it was the best that they've made so far. With Shelby, if they would have lost Shelby Harris, which they let him hit the open market, which was a little risky, but if they would have lost him, that would have made a huge hole on the defensive line. And Brady, the bad news for that would have been that this is a very bad defensive line free agency class, and it's a very bad draft class for defensive linemen. So that was huge to get him. And on top of that, they got him at a very, very good team deal, I thought. 3 years, $27 million, $9 million per season, only 15 guaranteed. And Brady, $9 million a year makes him the 38th highest paid defensive lineman. That's a steal for Shelby, who at times can be one of the best interior defensive linemen in the NFL.
Yeah, I think you're 100% right. There were so many games that I think you tweeted, I tweeted, anybody tweeted, and said, man, this guy is so underrated. He is so important to the Broncos. And, well, I guess there you go. Hats off to George Payton getting this thing going. So Shelby's still going to be a Bronco. Excited about that. Let's keep going down the list from yesterday. Kareem Jackson. I personally was a little bummed by this because I liked the idea of having one of the best safety duos in the NFL. But I also get it. I think you talked to us about the amount of money going into just two safeties would be a kind of a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah, and when you look past Vic Fangio's career, he's done a great job making bad safeties good, good safeties great, great safeties elite. So when you have a coach that can do that, does it make sense to pay two guys right around $30 million and be the highest paid safety group by far? Not really. But Brady, I kind of agree with you. The Broncos, what they did is they made a gamble by moving on from Kareem Jackson. They freed up $10 million, but now they have to use that $10 million effectively in another place in order to make this move worth it, because they took a strength and now made it still a good position with Justin Simmons, but now that safety spot is a huge hole. In fact, just board on where they could be picking safety. I mean, it wouldn't be crazy to say the Broncos pick a safety in the first round now, because they have no depth there. And remember, Will Parks, a guy that I really like, a guy that I believe can fill in very well for Kareem Jackson. He's not even signed yet. He's not a Denver Bronco right now. So they need to get him or someone else locked in.
Yeah, on that safety side, does it look like, I mean, from what you're hearing, what do you think about Will Parks? Will the Broncos try to bring him back, or do you think that he's probably on the way out?
You know, they really should try to bring him back. And I believe that there will certainly be interest there, because what you're not going to do, or what wouldn't make sense really, is to move on from Kareem Jackson, who absolutely lived up to the first 2 years of his three-year, $33 million deal. It wouldn't make sense to move on from him and bring in someone else for a similar price as Kareem Jackson, about $10 million. That wouldn't make any sense. But with Will, you can get him 1 year, $3 million, 1 year, $2 million even. Because remember, and I know people in Denver love Will just as much as I do, but last year he signed a $1.5 million deal with the Eagles to leave, and then he was cut midway through the season. So it's not like you're going to have to pay him $10 million. So one thing that I really like about Will is he can start next to Justin Simmons, and you feel good about that. He does make sense, because he saves you a lot of money once you move on from Kareem Jackson. And then also, you can still go in the draft. And if you want to go round one, you can do that. If you want to wait till round three, you can do that as well.
Zach Stevens joining us, DNVR Broncos. So much to get to. I want to get to Phillip. I want to get to Von Miller. That's the big news. But let's cover a few things first. Ronald Darby picking up a corner there. We knew that that's a need. It probably still is a need. But talk to us about Darby, where he fits in this in the depth chart with the corners, and does that change things drastically as far as the chances of the Broncos taking a corner in the first round?
Yeah, so Ronald Darby is the Broncos' number one outside cornerback right now. And the move is a little head-scratching, but it also makes sense. And let me talk to you what I'm talking about. $10 million. Good price for a number one outside cornerback. So the value is certainly there. The contract also makes sense. It's essentially 2 years, $19.5 million. So I like the contract there. But Ronald Darby isn't necessarily a scheme fit with Vic Fangio. Ronald Darby really excels in man, and he can be a beast in man coverage on the outside. So I like that. But Vic likes to do a lot of zone. So I hope that they don't change him to be a truly a zone cornerback. I hope they let him stick with man on the outside and just leave him there. Another thing that I like about this, he is not a slot cornerback. And why I like that is because the Broncos already have one of the best slot cornerbacks in Bryce Callahan. I didn't want them to sign another slot cornerback and then have either Bryce or another person have to play outside, have to play out of position. So I really like that he's a true outside guy. But what scratches my head a little bit is, Brady, we've been down this road time and time again with the Broncos, signing injured guys as free agents. And that's what Ronald Darby has been. In fact, up until last year, he had never played a full season in his first 5 years in the NFL. In fact, the past 3 years before last season, he averaged 9 games per season, almost missing half of every season for 3 straight years. However, last year, he had his best season in terms of health. He played all 16 games the first time in his career. So you like to see that. You hope he's trending in that direction. But certainly the injuries do make you a little concerned. He's a guy who will give up the deep ball. He's a very aggressive corner, so he'll give up the deep ball, but he also led the league last year in forced incompletion. So for the value, I really like it. It's just the big thing of availability is more important than ability. So if he can stay healthy, man, you love it. And you really like the Broncos cornerback room right now with Bryce and Ronald Darby if they can stay healthy. But, Brady, this does not take them out of first-round cornerback sweepstakes. And, like you said, they may still even sign another cornerback in free agency.
Yeah, I mean, it's wide open now as far as what the Broncos will do with 9. You know, maybe quarterback still, maybe corner, maybe safety, maybe linebacker. There's a lot of things up in the air. Speaking of up in the air, Phillip Lindsay. We've talked about this quite a bit. This news hit shortly after our discussion as well. But the Broncos, you know, put that lowest tender on Phillip Lindsay. And that, I mean, Zach, tell us, man, what does that mean? I mean, are we 90% chance, almost 90% sure that Phillip's going to be gone?
Yeah, it really does look like Phillip has played his last snap in the NFL. And odds are, or not in the NFL, with the Broncos. And it certainly does seem like that's the case. And what that means is, so the Broncos put the lowest round tender on him, which means you can come back for just over $2 million if you want. But he will be able to test the market like a regular free agent. He'll be able to sign a normal contract with any team out there. But if he does sign a contract with another team, the Broncos will have the option to match that. And if the Broncos want him back, they can match that deal. It has to be the exact same deal that another team matches. And then he's back on whatever deal that is. However, if the Broncos don't want to match that deal, then Phillip Lindsay is gone and the Broncos won't get anything in return. If they would have put a second-round tender on him, it would have been $3.5 million for his salary this year. He could have still done the same thing, hit the open market, signed with any team. But if he signed with another team, that team would have had to give the Broncos a second-round pick in order to have sign Phillip Lindsay, and that probably wasn't going to happen with Phil. So what this tells me is the huge difference between the original round tender and the second round tender is they just don't value Phillip Lindsay. They view him as the guy that was last year, the guy that was hurt, the guy that only rushed for 500 yards. They did not view him at all as the guy that rushed for back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons to start his career.
I know people are torn on this one. But I guess, Zach, it's kind of interesting because on one hand, you can say, oh, hey, let's see what they think he's worth. Let's see what the market thinks he's worth. And if it's something reasonable, maybe we bring him back. But I don't know. George Payton doesn't have the Philip Lindsay love that we all do here in Colorado. Maybe Elway never did either. I was starting to wonder about this. This one I'm not so shocked about. A little bummed because I think everybody loves Philip. But, I mean, if we're being realistic, Melvin Gordon was the better back. I mean, I think many would say clearly in the second half of the season.
Yeah, without a doubt. And it also tells me that the Broncos really view Phil as a one-dimensional guy, a guy that when he's out in space, he can make things happen. But last year, they just tried to run him up the middle time and time again, and it just did not work. He obviously struggled catching the ball out of the backfield, only had 28 yards receiving last year, and struggled in pass protection as well. So the Broncos are just saying this is a one-dimensional guy that we don't even think is worth $3.5 million. It surprises me. I would have given him the second-round tender just to bring him back for one more year. And Brady, again, now the Broncos, yes, they have Melvin Gordon, who was the better running back last year and really turned it on in the second half of the season. But Brady, Broncos could go running back semi-early in the draft. Heck, it wouldn't even be a surprise. Let's say they trade back twice in the first round and the best player available is Najee Harris sitting there at 29 or something. Wouldn't shock me if they went that route. Now, would I predict that? No, but would I be surprised if they went running back in second round or third round? Absolutely not, because Melvin Gordon's only under contract for one more season.
I mean, Zach, I thought we were supposed to get answers to these questions. Now I feel like we just have more questions based on what happened yesterday and throughout the day.
And George Payton did a great job of filling some initial needs so that we have questions so that other teams can't guess what the Broncos are doing, and especially because we all expect them to still make a move at quarterback. But if they don't make a move at quarterback, which I don't expect to happen, then obviously you know what they're going with the ninth pick.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, we'll talk Trey Lance. I mean, we'll talk about George Payton's visit there in a moment. But, of course, let's get to the big news. Von Miller. After all this talk, Zach, all this talk about what they would do, getting him to come down on the contract, maybe it's time to move on. Even the second before the news hit, I think people were like, yeah, Von's gone. All that, and he just has the exact same contract that he started with. They pick up the option. Vaughn will remain a Denver Bronco at least for one more year.
Yeah, no news here, right? After everyone's been talking about it really for like 9 months now. And what it boiled down to was George Payton didn't want to let Von Miller go. And, I mean, could you imagine that look and how Broncos fans would feel with George Payton if within about a 12-hour period, he pretty much says goodbye to Philip Lindsay and then said goodbye to Von Miller. Now, I'm not saying that those would have been the wrong decisions football-wise to make, but, man, that would have been quite the entrance to Broncos country if George would have done that. But he didn't want to let Von Miller go. And one of the things that George Payton did yesterday and why I thought it was smart to not make the decision on Von up until now was he saw how the pass rusher market was developing. And that was one thing that in this, you know, COVID free agency year, that was one thing that did not take a hit. You had Carl Lawson, who's averaged 5 sacks over the past 2 years, get $15 million. You had Leonard Floyd, who's averaged just under 7 sacks the last 2 seasons, get $16 million. You had Bud Dupree, who averages just under 10 sacks the last 2 seasons, get $16.5 million. And, of course, you had Shaq, who averages 14 sacks the last 2 seasons, get $18 million. So, I mean, outside of Shaq, none of those guys are producing like Von does, and that's putting aside Von's injury last year. But even when he played 2 years ago, he had 8 sacks, which certainly was underwhelming for Von. But it kind of matches up with the market with all those other guys getting $15 million for even fewer sacks than that. So George Payton noticed that the market wasn't there. They were interested in Leonard Floyd, but not at the $16 million number. And he said, boy, we're actually paying, you know, pretty fair price for Von. They did try to renegotiate a contract last week, but Von dictated everything. He said, no, I want to be a Bronco, and no, I don't want to take a pay cut. And it worked.
Zach, can you take us into more of that? I don't know how much exactly you know about the conversation, but how does that work? You know, George Payton comes in, we'd like you to take a pay cut. Nope, I love it here, I want to be a Bronco, I'm not doing it. Does Von say a few things like, hey, I'm going to get you guys back, we're gonna do this? I mean, does he have to resell himself? Like, what is that conversation like?
Yeah, no, he says, my name is Von Miller, and I'm not taking it. So it certainly was a gamble for Von. You know, he put out the statement today saying that he wants to be a Bronco forever. Well, if he really, really, really wanted to be a Bronco forever, then you probably renegotiate a deal that helps the team a little bit and locks you in for more years. Because from my understanding, it wasn't just a straight pay cut. He could have potentially got a longer-term deal with the Broncos, but he did not want to take it. That would have included a pay cut this year, but he didn't want to do that. And so he bet on himself last week, and now he's betting on himself this year at the price of, you know, $18 million up front in order to do that as well.
All right, Zach. So, okay, if Vaughn goes at it this season, he gets hurt, he doesn't have a good season, he has like six sacks, whatever, he's just a guy out there. Easy answer to that one. Broncos move on. Von Miller goes and tries to, you know, finish his career somewhere else. But if he has a solid season, and I mean, we're talking, you know, as far as the sack number, I don't know, 10 plus, maybe even closer than into the teens, and has a good season, maybe the Broncos get close to the playoffs, maybe they even get in. Is Von Miller then going to, do you see Von and the Broncos getting a contract together where he can ultimately finish his career as a Bronco?
Absolutely. And what you've seen with the Broncos throughout Von's career is pure loyalty to him. And they've done everything that they need to keep him happy, keep him around. And that would absolutely happen. Again, if he has a double-digit sack season and the Broncos are trending up, especially if they're making the playoffs, then I do believe that Von will sign a 3 or 4 year deal. But it's not going to come cheap. It's not going to be on a discount. If he gets double-digit sacks this year, we're talking about, you know, $15 million deal. Even though he's in his 30s and only getting older, he would still command that type of money on the open market, and that's something that the Broncos would have to pay him, because what we just found out over this last week is Von isn't willing to take a pay cut to be with the Broncos. He wants to be a Bronco, so that's why I think he would stay with the Broncos, but not at discounted price.
Yeah, no, it's going to be still. I mean, we have an answer on that, but we'll certainly be talking about it throughout the course of the season with every good game, with every bad game that Von Miller has. Finally, Zach, on the quarterback situation, George Payton he went to see Trey Lance. Is that right?
He did. He was field level to see Trey Lance. And it's a bigger deal than some people think, because you're only allowed 3 personnel at each pro day. And George Payton decided to be one of them, 3 personnel people, and he was one of them. So that shows that he really wanted to see Trey Lance in person. And what is there not to like about Trey Lance? If you don't buy into the stock of, okay, he was at North Dakota State playing bad competition. If you don't buy into that, there's everything is to like about Trey Lance. He has all of the physical tools. He can run. He's also very smart. He was offered Ivy League scholarships before deciding to go to North Dakota State. And his football IQ is off the charts from what I understand. So he's just this clay that you can mold to be exactly what you want. And that's why I think that he's going top 3. I think that if you want Trey Lance, he's not going to fall to you at 9. I think every team that is interested in a quarterback is really, really going to think hard about Trey Lance. And they're really going to have the Patrick Mahomes kind of thought around him of, holy cow, this guy has every single tool, including the mental side. Why would we let him slip? We just saw what Patrick Mahomes has done with the Chiefs. And if we think he's the next Patrick Mahomes, then we got to go up and get him. So in fact, Brady, I wouldn't be surprised if he goes number 2 overall if the Jets make that move.
So a few quarterbacks still even after that. We have free agency rolling. I know you tweeted out Fitzmagic's not coming to Denver. He's going to the Washington football team. I always see the abbreviation and I'm like, well, he's going to IT or what's he doing? Something tech-wise? I still can't recall it in my brain. What are we thinking there with quarterbacks? And is the Deshaun Watson thing out of the realm of possibility? Because when you start to look at the salary cap, Zach, and I know you noted this on your Twitter, it's starting to look less and less likely, even if the Texans finally agree to trade him. This might be too rich for their blood at this point.
Yeah, so the good thing for the way the Broncos have structured these deals, Shelby Harris and Ronald Darby both only account for $4 million each in cap hit this year. So that is team flexible for the Broncos. And crazy enough, Deshaun Watson's cap hit this year is only $10 million. Mm. So if you want to add him this year, you can do that. Now, his number really increases in the future. But, Brady, you're also going to take $22 million off the books in cap hit next year with Von Miller not being off the books. So you could really make it work from a financial standpoint. And I know a lot of people are concerned, okay, are the Broncos now for sure out of Deshaun Watson because they said goodbye to Kareem Jackson and Kareem Jackson was bringing him back here? Well, I'll tell you this. Deshaun Watson was not going to be a Denver Bronco because of Kareem Jackson. Is it nice to have a friend, a friendly face in the building and in the city you're going to? Sure it is. But is that a reason why Deshaun Watson would come to the Broncos? No, he would come because of what George Payton sells him on his future, and he would also sell him on all the offensive weapons he has. So I still think the Broncos are very much in the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes if he becomes available, and that's the biggest question, if and when the Texans ever make that decision.
Yeah, like you said, important to note that. $10 million, if Deshaun, wherever he goes, it would be $10 million to the cap. What are we sitting at for the Broncos now? Are they like 26 or something like that, Zach?
Yep, exactly. We're sitting right around $26 million. That does include the second-round tenders for Alexander Johnson and Tim Patrick, and that does not include the draft class. So you got to take about $9, $10 million away for the draft class and the Broncos. So they can still go out and spend $16, $18 million on the open market right now. But, of course, they can't just blow that on one player. They do need to be smart and save some money for some lower guys to fill out the roster.
What do you see them doing? Last one for you. Making another big splash or just kind of some nice quiet moves that maybe fill a couple of voids?
You know, I think in terms of financially, they could make one bigger splash, and that's either going to be with a cornerback, maybe right around $10 million again, or inside linebacker. That's one name when I talk to people that keeps popping up is inside linebacker. Eric Wilson is a speedy guy that's very versatile from Minnesota, so you have that familiarity with George Payton. And Jayon Brown from the Tennessee Titans. Those are both guys that the Broncos could target at inside linebacker. And both could cost a decent amount of money, right around that $10 million mark potentially. And so they wouldn't be big names. But in terms of financial commitment, those would be big. Also, the Broncos have to address quarterback as well. Could be a free agent like an Andy Dalton, Jacoby Brissett, Tyrod Taylor. They could also trade for one. You know, my personal favorite now that Fitzmagic is off the board is certainly a Gardner Minshew trading for him. But another guy that I keep hearing is Nick Foles. So keep your eyes out for that.
Zach, it's gold, man. Everything that you just said for the last 20 minutes, 25 minutes is absolutely gold. Appreciate your work on all of this, laying it out. I know we only scratched the surface, but those are the big notes there, at least for the day. Plenty to come down the road. We'll be following you on Twitter, my friend, checking you guys out, as always, at DNVR Broncos.
Brady, it's been a blast. Thanks for having me on.
All right, man. Zach, we'll get you over. Your permanent residence coming up soon. Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. Great work from him. Great insight. Von Miller, he's not going anywhere, Colfax. And Deshaun Watson is still a possibility. You could, because $10 million to the, what is he? I think his contract's like $40 million or something, but the way it's structured is it's just $10 million. For the cap hit. So you could do that with $26 million. That drop you down to 16. You still need to keep 10 for the rookies, but that pretty much ends it. But I don't know. I'm not holding my breath on that one at all. And I think that's still, as I've said a million times, way too rich. It is Top Text Tuesday, Colfax. Yes, it is. It absolutely is. I know we have to take a break. I got the signed David Thompson jersey. Top Text Tuesday has had some controversy lately. You guys don't agree with rewarding bad texts? I don't think they've been bad texts. McLean has two, B-Rad with one. Bitcoin guy, the new texter from last week, has one. McLean's the only one that could win the signed David Thompson jersey today. All right, 29 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back.
Keep up with your favorite high school basketball teams with Preps Radio on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.